Western Australia in grave danger of being humiliated in the Sheffield Shield final. By stumps on day two in Canberra, they slipped to 15-4, despite New South Wales imposing 447. Josh Hazlewood had a hand in all four dismissals, including having Cameron Bancroft and Marcus Harris just for the first two deliveries of the innings to leave himself on a hat-trick. He didn't get it, but went on to have Adam Burgess caught in his next over, and then went out Marcus North in the fourth over. The Blues earlier moved on from their overnight 242-6 to make 447, as Moses Enriquez went on to make 140. He put on 66 with Trent Copeland and 95 with Nathan Lyon, while handing Ryan Duffield a third wicket when on 140. Nondescripts have moved at least for the moment to the top of the table in Sri Lanka's Premier League tournament, wrapping up victory inside 3 days over Agama. Agama began day three on 63-4 with a deficit of 166 runs, and bowled out for 180. Young seamer Dushmantha Chimera ended with 4-37, while Tarindu Kaur picked up 3-75. Lahiru Jayaratne top scored from number 9 with 47 off just 45 balls. Colombo up to second, completing victory by 6 wickets over Tamil Union Cricket and Athletic Club. Tamil Union collapsed in their second innings with overnight 89 for none to be all out for 225. 22-year-old left-arm Chinaman bowler Lakshan Rangikastar with career-best figures of 7-70, while Maduka Leonapatha Menaj chipped in with 3-54. That left Colombo needing 107 in the fourth innings, and they were inside 20 overs, despite the best efforts of Jeevan Mendis, who took 3-40. Port saw that he made it three sides to complete victory inside 3 days by hammering Army Sports Club by 10 wickets. Army were bowled out for 285 in their second innings after being asked to follow on, as Ashan Priyanjan took 5-71. Lakshitha Madhushan and Lakshan Adiri Singh both hit half centuries for Army. Tlina Kamdambi hit an undefeated century, as Sinhalese Sports Club closed day 3 on 397 for 8, but Amore Sports Club's 437. Kamdambi dominated the run scoring for the day for SSC, with Tauranga Paranavatarin's addition of 32 to his overnight score, the next best effort. Kaushal Lokarachi did make 25, and she had 84 for the 7th wicket with Kamdambi. Dilhara Lokohetij, Vimukthi Pereira and Chaturanga De Silva each took a brace of wickets for Moors. In the Plate Championship, Air Force Sports Club closed 144 for 2, to finally bowling out Chulor Marians for 486. Dushan Vimukthi and Yashoda Lanka reached up with 56 apiece, having added an unbroken 112 thus far for the 3rd wicket. Umesh Kaunaratne had earlier made 101 in Chulor Marians 486, taking his overnight 7th wicket stand with Rohit Damodaran to 97. Panamadura Sports to lead by 107 runs, chosen 127 for 2 in their second innings against Colts. Opener Manith Chaturanga is unbeaten on 70. Colts had earlier earned a 20-run first innings lead by making 227. Melinda Siriwardhan top score with 48 ball 52, while Roshan Silva chipped in with 47. Koshan Dunuska and Guy and Sirisoma shared 7 wickets for Panadura. And Bloomfield Cricket and Athletic Club completed a thrilling 2-run win over Badurelia Sports Club inside 2 days. Set 178 to win, Badurelia found themselves 175 for 8, but Dilshan Munawar and Vishwa Fernando took wickets in successive overs to wrap up the win. Ramesh Kalarachi and Imesh Yadanga had earlier shared 7 wickets in the Bloomfield second innings of 175. In South Africa, there were comfortable wins for North West over Namibia, South Western Districts over KwaZulu-Natal, and Gauteng over Northerns in the 3-day provincial competition. North West are now second in the table, less than a point behind leaders Western Province. And West Zone will be without all-rounder Abhishek Nayar for the Stiyadar Trophy, which gets underway tomorrow. He has failed to recover from a thumb injury and will be replaced in the West Zone squad by Surya Kumar Yadav.